How we doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Of course you're doing great after freaking 20-something doing something. Woo!
What? We just gonna jump right in.
I'm sorry. I mean, it was the perfect timing.
So, 20-something doing something was fun. It was lit. Thank y'all to everybody who came out. Thank y'all for coming out. Doormat Days did an amazing job alongside Textually Active.
Tweet.
It was Text so alert. Much fun.
Go off, sis.
Shouts to Text Act. Shouts to them. But it was lots of fun. It was a good weekend. It was a great weekend. I'm happy that people were able to leave inspired. I just, now working on the next. I learned from the entire process. I saw some things that I did like. I saw some things I did not like. But I think the best part of the experience is how much I learned. Because I learned a lot.
I'm not going to lie. This is my first time coming, of course. But I did not expect to leave that inspired. Like, I really didn't expect to leave that inspired. I was just like... This many cry. People. We don't do emotions in this house, girl. We're trying to get rid of them.
But no, you need to be real with your emotions.
Yes.
But I emotions make that it way. Cross the
time. But yeah, it was dope. It was real dope.
That's what's up. That really is what's up. That's why I do it. That's what keeps me going, because it's hard. Hard. So hearing things like that is what keeps me going.
So everybody that missed it, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, I told y'all I need to retweet or whatever my Facebook status when I was like, don't be the one at home watching your Instagram stories mad that you didn't come.
Do you know how many people
were in your inbox? I'm like, what's going on? Where
not even that. Came? We're like, this looked like so much fun. I wish I would have took so off work.
Yeah.
Imagine the SpongeBob meme right now. I told you, I wish I would have took off work in the SpongeBob meme. Mm-hmm. Like, I told you too, bruh. Like, I told you. But... Not gonna be cocky. There'll be another one. You can come out. So if you missed it, I am sorry. Yeah. But we told you.
Yeah.
So, but I know y'all hear this other person in the background.
Hi, guys.
I'm gonna introduce her because she means so much to me.
Uh-oh.
And she's a special guest today.
Uh-oh.
And so I met her because I was going to this college, this PWI, and there were not many color faces on campus. And so she had this girl following her around. And they came and sat at my table one time and probably talked my head off. And I did not like my roommate at the time. And so they was like, you can come stay with us. And so I totally moved in with them second week of college freshman year.
It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
And we've been together since then. We've been together since then.
For real.
That sounds so fun.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness.
It was like... It wasn't second week. I mean, it was maybe 2 months in. But me and my current roommate, we just did not
click.
We didn't have any problems. We never argued.
We had just
argued.
Kicked our third one out.
And they did. They had just kicked their roommate. Because they had a third roommate. They had just kicked their roommate out. And me and my roommate, we just did not click. So I moved in with Ajala and Sweet Sweet Grace, who's not here.
Oh.
And she's been my friend ever since then. She is a talented singer. Who has a crazy resume. She sang for Fantasia.
Ooh.
Backup for Fantasia. Okay. She sang backup for some other people, too. Who else? But that was her career anyway. But she is an amazing singer, has her own project coming out. And I'm happy that she is focusing on that. Ooh. And then she's also a great friend that I call because she's a genius. So when I am getting through... When I was going through 20-something, doing something, this is what I speak to every day. So I felt like she would be really good to be on this podcast because she has a lot of wisdom.
I love wisdom.
Hello, friends. It's me, Aji.
This is Aji. Aji Rogers.
Yay! Hello, friends.
She's from Charlotte, and she traveled here to spend time with me, but now she's going to be on our podcast.
Are you driving back tonight?
No, girl.
Oh, okay.
Should I? It's important.
Should I? It's important.
I love Charlotte. Oh my God.
Come. Girl. Let's have some fun.
Okay.
I'm serious.
There. Turn up.
Let me tell you something. Always there. Let's have some fun. I'm down.
Is that where you're from originally, Charlotte?
Well, I've been there since I was 3, so let's just say yes.
Okay.
let's just say yes. People don't count.
Yeah, that's how it is. I don't blame me.
Yeah. Dang. Aji, Whitney, would y'all like to play a little icebreaker?
I'm with it.
Okay. Me too. All right. So today's icebreaker is, I guess, like, we're not going to play a game. It's just going to be something real simple. We're going to tell what, if we had a superpower, what would the superpower be?
Hmm. Nah, let me think. I don't need no help. Nah, I'm just kidding. You know yours? Y'all know y'all's? I don't know mine. Mine would probably be just to figure out how to deal with anxiety. God almighty. Like, oh, gosh. I really that don't want no extra stuff. I don't want to read nobody's mind. I don't want. I really don't want to see what nobody else is going through. I don't want to read your mind. I don't want to be invisible. I feel like where I'm supposed to be is where I'm supposed to be yeah, at that time. I don't want to be invisible to try to be sneaky and see. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not interested. I'm not. I don't want to fly. No, I'll take that back. I will fly. So I can live wherever I want to be. So right. I wouldn't have to play these plane tickets. Okay. I wish I could fly.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I wish I could fly and be strong so I could carry a suitcase on my back while I fly.
Oh my God.
For real, because well, what's the point of being able to fly in one outfit? Oh.
Y'all stupid.
That's a real lie.
Take that mug off with me.
Exactly. I need to take a suitcase with me.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. I don't know. I'm still kind of thinking, like, now that you put it that way, because when right. I first, when you, before you even answered, when it, the question was first asked, the first thing that came to my mind was to always, like, know the truth. I don't know if that's because that's cool. I have been lied to so many times or deceived or whatever that I would just always want to just know the truth regardless. But then yeah, at the same time, it's like, that would hurt.
Do you
really,
really want to know? Because sometimes there's some truths we don't need to know.
Right.
Because when you said that, though, I was thinking that, like, yeah, maybe, no. That's the same as reading somebody's mind.
Yeah. I was thinking the real question is, what weight comes with these superpowers?
Yeah. See, and that's exactly that's what I said. That's why I was like, I don't want to read nobody's mind. Right, like, yeah, right. What weight come with all of this stuff? That's real.
People want to be superhuman, but,
It's gotta be at what cost.
That is very.
Because I was thinking, maybe I'll read minds, but do I really want to know what people think 24/7 when I'm walking around them?
Mm-mm.
Probably not.
That's gonna drive you crazy,
right?
And then people be crazy. So imagine if you hear something crazy,
then you're gonna be like, "Pop off!"
I don't want to hear my thoughts.
The world is noisy on its own, though.
Exactly.
I don't need any more noise.
Yeah. I don't know about the superpower, man. Yeah. maybe we all come to the conclusion that we really don't need one. Let's just be ourselves and navigate as best we can.
Yes,
seriously.
We all chose one.
Okay.
And even considering the situations, like, you still got to choose one.
Let's see. If I could choose one, it'd probably be to move from place to place super fast. Maybe. Yeah. I don't think that comes with a lot of weight.
You're whack.
I like that. That's the same as traveling.
Yeah. I will zoom from place to place.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Because knowing the truth.
Or to be able to be in multiple places at one time.
I'm already busy enough. I feel like I'm in multiple places at one time.
But that's why I want to extend myself so I won't go stop crazy. Maybe stop time. Oh.
Because I need more hours in a day.
We all do.
Well, we can just reverse it.
A time travel machine.
Okay. Oh, wow.
To be able to go back in time.
Which I was like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, my gosh. She had it good.
I wouldn't have to get plastic surgery.
She had it easy. All she had to do was learn how to wear this.
So many superpowers. So many.
It is. Now that you really sit back and think about it, you're like, no, wait a minute. I could work with that now. Right. Wait a minute.
I could go back in time.
Right.
I don't want to go back in time. I seen Butterfly Effect.
Well,
I haven't seen that movie yet.
But
you alter one thing, it alters everything.
But I guess, like, I would go back in time. I guess because I was thinking about that just because it kind of relates to what we wanted to talk about today, like the self-evaluation. Like, when I self-evaluate, sometimes I do always go back and be like, dang, Right. I wish I could reverse time on them.
That's real. That is so real.
Why did I knew, even because sometimes you'll be doing stuff and at the moment you'll know, nah, this ain't good for me, and still do it anyway. And then you be like, oh,
true.
I knew I shouldn't have did that. I knew I was going to feel like this right now, but I did it anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, that introduces our topic for today, self-evaluation. I would do a drum roll on the table, but I don't want to mess the mic up.
We can add in a sound bite. Mm-hmm. That's easy. Self-evaluations.
S-E.
How y'all feeling?
Yeah.
Do y'all do them?
Yeah. Often. Y'all do.
I just started doing them. Honestly, to be honest with you, I didn't start self-evaluating until I was probably about 26, 27. My whole life before that, it was just like live by the, you know, just go by the whim.
Flow.
Yeah, just always doing whatever. Like literally, whatever.
How do y'all, so what does the self-evaluation look like for y'all?
Well, I guess, like, at one point in time, a self-evaluation was probably, like, really, well, I don't want to answer a question with a question, but it's like, what is self-evaluation and what is, like, self-loathing? Because sometimes you can do a self-evaluation and you'll be, like, being too extremely hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's something I totally put down as a point. Like, how do you differentiate self? I didn't say self, well, I couldn't think of the word, but, like, just, because that's something that I know I can have a habit of doing when I'm looking back over things. Mm-hmm. Like, after 20-something doing something, everybody's like, oh, my God, it's amazing. This is cool. But when I look at certain things, for me, that was actually something that I really had to, like, handle, like, go through or deal with after this event was, like, just looking at pictures, I would, like, rip it apart. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't even be like, okay, well, next time you need to know you need to do this, this, and this. I would just, it was self-loathing. Like, that's so ugly. Oh, my God. I can't believe people like this. I refuse to. That's why I didn't put a lot of pictures out. Like, I refuse to put this photo out. Like, and in reality, it looked fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just, like, self-loathing. Like, how do you truly determine, like, what's the difference?
If it's not, I feel like if it's not making you feel good, it's just tearing you down, then you know, like, it's, like, detrimental to your self-esteem. But if you can overcome it, like, you can realize, okay, well, next time I'll just, if you can take the nuggets, take what you learned from it during the self-evaluation and say, okay, I'm gonna do it better this time, then you know it's healthy, because we have to self-evaluate
to be able to even do a self-evaluation and not, like, drive yourself crazy is that's a good thing. And to take those notes and be able to change from what you find in the self-evaluation. It's not when I say, so it is a great thing, but it's like, if you're able to do that, you are my type of person. Like, because there's a lot of people that's not really able to, like,
you don't think so?
Be face to face with what they doing? Nah.
No.
I think, or people wouldn't be out here, or Donald Trump wouldn't be out here doing the things he's doing. Nah. You really think you're doing a real, realistic self-evaluation? Like,
absolutely not.
No, for real. Like,
absolutely. I mean, but at the same time, to him, it is realistic because he's just going off of how he was raised. Like, he might honestly not see anything wrong with some of the things he does because he's ignorant to some of the things that you and I and other people are ignorant to. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't know some of the things that, I mean, he might know some of the things he says are offensive, but he's still not us. He doesn't know what it feels like to be somebody other than himself, or a privileged man.
I feel like he can afford not to do a self-evaluation. Literally, he can afford not to do a self-evaluation. Mm. Like, his white privilege makes him, he can afford it. His money makes it so he can afford it. That's why he can afford to do what he does. Like, he does what he does because he can afford it. Literally.
Most of the time like that, like, I think people that do self-evaluations face up to the fact that they have to live with themselves. I think when you're privileged and when you have money, a lot of times that overshadows the fact that you still got to sleep at night because you have everything that you need. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't influence you as much as it would us. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because for me, I do self-evaluations knowing that I'm trying to better myself because I have to live with myself. You get what I'm saying? And be comfortable in my skin. Mm. For people that don't have to deal with certain things, you get what I'm saying? Mm. It's easy for them to just wake up and sprout whatever and not be accountable. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So I think that's the difference. like between a Trump and a us. Yeah. When it comes to like self eval.
Or someone people that we don't think is doing a self eval. It's not all right. I think it's probably some, like, I don't think Will Smith do self evaluations.
I think he does. I think he
the
does.
The way he talks, I think he does.
But I think it's a different life.
And I think it's some people in our everyday lives that are like that as well, like that aren't rich. That okay. I think they do. I don't think you do.
I think you have to care enough to do a self eval.
Sorry, I'm playing music on accident. My
I think you have to care about growth and bettering yourself and wanting to live a good life to do a self eval. Some people don't care.
So that kind of like speaks to one of the questions I have is like, when is it a good time to do a self evaluation? Because for me, it's like when I want to do better.
Right.
Period. Like when I want to do better, that's when it's time to do it. Yeah. Because I want to evaluate what ain't working.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. And what is tough with it for me when it comes to self evaluations is the not wanting to change overnight. I mean, the wanting to change everything overnight. Like, okay, you realize this is not working, but you don't realize that, okay, it's going to be a process to get you out of whatever it is that you're in. It's not going to happen. Yeah, you might understand that you've been making the same mistake over and over, and, you know, you don't want to do it again, but you might actually do it again because it's hard to break bad habits.
Yeah.
And everything is a process, and you just cannot abort the process.
Right.
You got to go through the process, and that is the hard part.
Yeah.
But as far as you asked, like, when do you know it's time to do a self-evaluation? Mm-hmm. For me, I think I just agree with y'all. Whenever I realize, like, I want to do better, but sometimes I'm a type of person, like, if somebody asked me, how do you learn? I would have to say the hard way. Like, I have to do everything.
That's crazy. Like, forget
the audible, forget the reading, forget the hands-on. No, it just has to be the hard way. The hardest way is how I'm going to learn. And so, you know.
If you know, that's real.
That's true.
You know. So
I'm with self-awareness.
It takes me having to be awarded a second chance or just something to really wake me up in a lot of situations. But that's one thing that I've evaluated myself and realized, like, no, I want to start giving it my all now. Like, I don't want to have to be sitting in somebody's office, like, trying to figure out, am I going to have my job because I'm late every day? You know, are they going to give me another chance to not be late again? Like, no, get your shit together.
Right, right. I think for me, a lot of times my self-evaluations come when I'm overwhelmed. So, like, if I feel myself, and that can be in any area, like emotional. If I'm overwhelmed emotionally, I find myself like sitting down and taking a moment to like, okay, why am I emotionally overwhelmed? What's contributing to it? How can I calm myself? How can I be better? And that starts that eval process of, what am I doing wrong? How can I fix it? Which like going back to what we said before, what's the difference between self-loathing and self-evals is the fact that the loathing focuses on the issue more than the resolution.
So
when I'm doing this, to not go into that downward spiral, I have to make sure that for every negative, I'm giving myself a solution. For every problem, I'm giving myself, you know, a way to go through the process. Like you said, I'm acknowledging the fact that there is a process ahead, you know.
And now,
you get what I'm saying?
Once you've came up with these solutions, like, what is it that you tell yourself to keep focused on that end goal? Because like I said, well, for me, it's like, okay, I can come up with the 5-year plan, the 1-year plan. I can figure out, okay, this is what's going to help me get out of debt. This is what's going to help me, you know, get back into school. But it's like, that big end goal sometimes in itself is overwhelming too. So it's just like, and then how do you really believe, like, okay, this is not where I'm going to be forever? Because sometimes it just feels like that. Feels like this is really where I'm going to be stuck financially forever. Is, you know, how my love life is going to be forever. Like,
I think sometimes long-term goals hurt us more than they help us. I feel like for self-evals, to avoid anxiety, you take it one step at a time. Every day is a choice. Every moment is a choice, literally. And so, like, when you do a self-eval and you come up with those solutions, then it's acknowledging the day-by-day process to get you to the end. It's not like skipping to the end. Like, this is where I want to be. So many people are focused on the end result that they ignore the process. So it's like, take the process for what it is. Mm-hmm. Learn what you can in that process so that the end result is gratifying. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because for us, we want to rush to the end. But what if when we get there, we don't know how to handle it? Mm-hmm. That's where the process comes in. So for me, it's like each step, day by day, each moment, don't skip anything.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the eval process.
So I was going to ask, I know like for me, when I do them, it's... I do them when I notice things are like breaking down. Like, you know what I mean? Which is probably bad. Like with a car. Like, oh, it's time to go get this oil change. When in reality, you knew to get that oil change a couple miles back. You know? But now it's starting to like tick. So it's like, okay, maybe really do that. Maybe it's time for me to do this.
Sounds like you're
Well, that's what I was about to get at. Well, it's not that I'm avoiding it. What I was about to get at was, it's like, not making time to do them.
Yeah.
And when is the right time to do it? So it's not even, like I said, to me, it's not avoidance. It's more so...
procrastination.
I wouldn't say procrastination. I think it's just like just running around, like with 20-something doing something. Towards the end of it, it was like, girl, you getting sleepy and you not getting no rest. Well, towards the end of playing, it was like, you're not getting any rest and you need to slow down.
Yeah.
But you should have slowed down months back. You get what and that's what I mean. So it wasn't necessarily like that might have been procrastination.
I don't think it's procrastination as much as I think of sometimes we are so busy serving other people that we skip our self-evals.
Mm.
And then, like you said, when the car starts ticking, oh snap, we forgot.
Because that's how I am with my car. It's not that I'm avoiding getting that oil change. I got to do this.
It's the hustle and bustle of life. I think we have to be very intentional.
And prioritize.
Yeah.
So when do y'all do them and how often? Mm-hmm. Or what would you recommend?
Oh, well, I'm with you. Like, you heard me say that.
I think it's important for us to realize the patterns that happens. So sometimes the first time you break down, the second time you break down, the third time you're like, okay, this will happen that last time, so let me slow down.
21st time you break down.
Or the 20, look, different for everybody. But look, you start to notice those patterns. Like, okay, last time I did this, I was over here and I was going crazy and
so
I was like this.
I can only let my gas tank get a little bit below the E before I stop and get gas. Okay, it's on the E now. Let me just go get some gas.
Before you be out of gas. Right. When do you see yourself like, what's for you out of gas? We keep doing it comparing it to a car.
Being intentional. And some people like, so I know some people that do these things daily. Mm-hmm. They get up in the morning like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Da, 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 da. What can I do for this day? Yeah.
But that's a lot for me. But the most successful people though.
Yeah.
It's a lot for me to do maybe weekly, but I know some people that do it daily.
Yeah.
They have to start their day like that. Like, let me run down.
I think I need to
what
get
I could do
at least weekly, like in or bi-weekly. Like, okay, Sunday, this is how I want like my week to go, and then maybe Friday or Saturday. Okay, well, this is how the week really went. But that comes in with consistency. And that is a whole other topic, and it's a tough one over here. Okay,
yeah,
true, it's a tough one.
I don't know how often I would do one though. Now, like, even after what we said, like, when is a good time to do one? You know, like, outside of when you're breaking down.
What about, like, at the end of every week?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of every week doing a self-evaluation?
Or the end of, like, bi-weekly?
I think we need accountability partners, too.
To do this? Yeah. Okay, so it's funny that you said that, because that's also a question that I have here, is asking others to evaluate you.
How do you feel about it?
I do it like an MF. Because I want to see some, because I don't, some things I just, like, I know I have a crazy mouth. Like, I know, depending on who you are, you may not be able to take my mouth or whoever. So I will easily go to somebody else and be like, was that wrong? Should I not have said that like that? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
sometimes I can overreact emotionally, so I do the same. Like, was I being...
I have a hard time with not asking people, am I wrong for this? Am I right for that? And it has turned into like something kind of like addictive to where I'm always not trusting my own judgment. I always need a second opinion on.
Now I can get that because I'm the same way. I think for me, because I found myself asking people more, was I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
But, or not was I wrong, or how should I react, or I guess, evaluating, whatever, asking them to evaluate me in the situation. But, dang, I'm totally forgot where I was going with it. Don't even remember. But, yeah, no.
It happens. I think there's nothing, you was nothing wrong with that.
Doing it too much.
Yeah, well, Yeah, I think if you have the people in the in your corner that you know have your best interest and they're not out here just sprouting bullcrap around, then it's okay to frequently ask them. Yeah. And if you just asking any time, Dick and Harry, then no.
I think it's like, good to hear another perspective.
Yeah.
I really like to hear other perspectives because you don't know what someone else may have been thinking on the other end.
Right.
Kind of playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of good to have someone else self-evaluate you. But if someone else self-evaluated you, like, what would y'all want that to look like? Like, I'll ask my mama in a heartbeat, like, you know what I mean? Or anybody, just anybody, like, what do you think about this situation? Or the tone? What do you think I need to do better or something? Like, I really don't think it's anything wrong thing, but I think it just depends on who you're asking.
Right.
It does depend on who you're asking. I wouldn't ask nobody. I don't want to be like.
And also, you don't want to ask anybody that's just going to agree with you all the time either.
That's so true.
You don't want to ask anybody that's going to be a yes man in your life because you need somebody that's going to be real and upfront. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think asking people is a good thing as long as you're asking like the right people.
So, y'all, if we're doing these self-evaluations weekly or bi-weekly, what do they include? What does your self-evaluation include?
Planning. I am a poor planner, and I am a procrastinator, and because it's like...
So, you evaluate your planning like...
Like, I would like to sit down and plan my week or, you know, and budget, you know, plan my money. I would plan the areas that are... you know, priority and try to stick to the plan because I will deviate from the plan in a heartbeat. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm spontaneous.
Yeah.
Plans don't really work out. I try. Plans are hard.
So, yeah, I would plan. I would try to evaluate myself on consistency with sticking to the plan. Ethics also, like how... Morally, like, how have I been treating people? How honest have I been with people? How honest have I been with myself? And, you know, am I working just because I believe I'm thinking of, you know, I'm in a lack of money? Or am I working because I really want to help these people today and I do enjoy my job? You know, just how my parenting. I will have a long list.
Just, like, the key things in your life. Yeah. That's what you would be, like, evaluating.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think my self-evaluation looks like Whitney, what do you want? Like, in happiness and out of life, why don't you have it? You know what
that's
I mean?
Real.
And yeah, then evaluate, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I want to travel. Why don't you have travel? I don't make enough coins. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you make enough coins? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just evaluating what I don't like. And then, like, I would want to evaluate, like, materialistic and then, like, mental. You know? So, like, okay, why aren't you happy? Or why are you anxious? Or why are you scared? You know what I mean? Right. Like, when it comes time to these events, why are you scared? Why are you nervous? Like, why are you depressed? You know what I mean? Like, what is it? Because I feel like a lot of times the emotions stem from what we want out of life. For me, it stems from what I want out of life.
That's real.
And so, a self-evaluation for me is saying, I want this for my life. What do I need to get it? You know what I mean? Basically.
I'm very similar to that. Like, that's basically me in a nutshell. Like, what do I want and why don't I have it? Basically, like, and what
because how you gonna get it?
Exactly.
And it's not as deep. To me, it's not something deep like, it can be. It really varies. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be like, I know I don't want to work this 9-to-5 together because it is messing with my mental. Like, it makes me sad. So, what do I need to do? You know what I mean? I started 20-something doing something at StudioJudy.com. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, all right, I know. Like, you said something about credit, I think. That's something I want, too. Like, I want to get my credit together. I want to get, you know, money together. This and the third. Save more. Okay.
You got to pay off your debt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it, like, you know, and that's what I said. Like, I want a building. I want a building. Okay, well, you can't get no building. with the coins you make and with the credit you got. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So then that means you need to take the time to do this, that, and the third. Like, exactly. That's just...
I think we need to start having shows on how to clean your life up. Like, you have... You want to get out of debt, you want to raise your credit score, how can you do that? Or what are we going to try to do that? I think that might actually help us be accountable with whatever it is that we're trying to fix, you know, even if it's just being more creative, whatever, you know, it is.
Goes back to, like, accountability.
Yeah, because you have to have that accountability once you make these plans. Because I can't tell you how many notebooks full of stuff that I have.
That we don't even finish.
Yeah, you know,
put on the dresser and leave them there. Literally.
Okay, so it's just like, okay, we have to have some type of accountability. I think it starts with just planting the seed, like, and getting out of that hole also. For me, at least, that's me. Yeah. And then trying to work on blooming and sprouting in all those areas after that. First, just building those good habits.
Yeah.
You know.
Because that was one question. Like, I think that's you basically asking, like, what do you do with the results when you see something?
What?
Like, okay, I'm happy, right? Like, if you, what if you have a self-evaluation and you're happy? You know what I mean? Like, what if you have one and you're happy? Then
it's
what do you do?
It's
you
good
know?
To be happy, but you know, but you're... We're human, girl. We ain't never gonna be satisfied. it don't matter.
I think if you have a self-evaluation and you're happy, there's always improvement, though, to be had.
Right.
So you can be happy in one... Like, I'm happy in a certain area, but then I'm completely torn apart in another area.
All right, now it's time to start cleaning that room. Exactly. You know, it's like your house. You got different rooms in your house. You got to start with one. The most important one. The one that everybody sees. You better have that one clean.
I got this part happy. This part is happy that everybody sees. But this part over here needs a little work. So let me go over here.
Let me go over here and clean that up too.
But yeah. That's real talk. I think also with the results, it's important to surround yourself with what you're trying to see.
Mm.
Yes. Like the people.
Yes, that's real.
The whatever it may be. Like
that's
you said, classes. Like, if you know your goal is to be debt-free by a certain time, then you need to
hang with debt-free people.
Yes.
Who can teach you and show you how to do it. And
yes.
We'll show
and
you how to move. Back, and we'll move the same way you need to move.
Exactly.
Because I know, like, I follow this couple from here. They, like, I can't even remember the number. They pay, like, a ridiculous amount of debt off just by, like, saving money, doing all sorts of stuff. Like, if you hanging with a friend that like to turn up, and y'all going
time.
Out, and y'all got $100 bar tabs on the weekend, you know what I'm saying? Like, that might not be the friend to help you get out of debt.
Right.
Like,
you might have to chill.
You might have to,
might
have to get a friend
yeah.
who understands, you know what I'm saying?
I think self-eval forces us also to cleanse our lives.
What?
I think self-evals, they force us to cleanse our lives.
They do.
And sometimes we're comfortable and we don't want to cleanse our lives. And we want to just operate how we're operating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And just become stagnant and content. Self-evals make you become better.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You gotta want to be better.
Yeah. Or it's not really a selfie. It's not
you gotta
really...
want to be better to even be doing them, you know?
Yeah.
But some people really are content in whatever they got going on, you know?
Some people are content. But I just know that I just want to stay focused and I just don't want to hate the process. Because sometimes, you know, the process can get tough, and you just
that should have
like,
been the whole episode. The daggone process,
girl.
Boy, I could tell you about the process.
And you don't want to like just you know, cause I don't know. You just don't want to abort the process. You can't abort the process because if you do, you're gonna go right back to where you started.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's just it's a painful process sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a humbling process a lot of times.
The thing people have to remember about the process is that if you don't finish it, there's a cycle involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're just going to go right
back.
That's real. You were.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either endure this process or keep going in circles.
Mm.
Which one would you rather do?
I needed that.
Golly, girl.
That's real talk.
I mean, I feel like a dog chasing his tail, girl. That's the kind of circles I've been running.
But that's real talk. Those are the options. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You face it or you run from it. And
girl,
when you run from it, you run right back to your starting ground.
Girl, and
Girl.
I can name so many processes that I have, like, recently just ran in circles in when it comes from the same dead-end relationship to wanting to move here, wanting to move there, wanting to move here, wanting to move there, but can't move because I ain't did what I'm supposed to do. I haven't. And then you also got to, what I'm learning is to be satisfied with where you are, because if you're not satisfied with where you are, you're not going to get further. You're never going to be happy either.
I don't think you got to be satisfied. I think you got to be grateful.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Grateful. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Grateful definitely. For where you are.
Definitely yeah, appreciate. I think
it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because if you are satisfied, I mean, I get you. That's not what you mean. Not but complacent. Just thinking it. Yeah, you just wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't want to level up, you know? Yeah, you'd be like, I'm satisfied with this. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want the next level for your life.
Yeah. But yeah, grateful, that's the right word to use.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciating the now, but looking forward to what's next. Mm-hmm. Like, and preparing
maybe for that's what you next. Need to do before every self-evaluation so you're not self-loathing.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
show, point out what you're
oh,
grateful
that is
for
so good.
About the situation. You
seriously,
know?
Yes. That puts things in perspective. Like,
yo, it really yeah. does. Because that's definitely what I had to do. Like, yeah. Definitely what I had to do. Like, okay, well, you didn't like that, but, you know, even look like this, what I said when yeah. I was talking about 20-something doing something, you didn't like that, but just hearing Lanice say she left inspired. All right, that's the point. Because the yeah. point wasn't for her to, like, you know, whatever issues that I had. Because the issues that I had were so minute. They mm-hmm. were so small. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, that wasn't even the point. She didn't even notice them. She never even mentioned them to me. She mm-hmm. told me that she was inspired. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. even at the same time when you're doing the self-evaluation, just making sure you're not beating yourself up.
Right.
Just being realistic about what you can do. Because it can all be changed. It can mm-hmm. all be fixed. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So.
Taking a moment to just simply say thank you for where I am.
And thank
I'm
you for...
okay with where I am, but I know that there's more.
Yeah, I want more.
Get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, facing the fact that, yes, we're here, and we appreciate the fact that we're here.
That
however,
need to be, like, a self... That right there, what you just said, needs to be, like, the self-evaluation outline. This is what you say first.
And then you...
Then you say, I'm grateful for being here, yes. but this is where I want to be.
Right.
This is what I need to do to get there. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
a lot of the times end. The issue is we dive into the deep end.
Right.
Like, we just, let's go. We need to grab yeah. this, and this. And then we're overwhelmed and we wonder why we're anxious. Like,
yeah.
because we just dive. We don't take a moment to, like, steel ourselves and say, oh, thank you that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate being here. We're cool. We're okay. But we know that there's more. Mm. So getting yeah. to that more is what we're about to address, and it's okay. What,
and it's okay.
But then, literally, at the end of the guide, you always have to put, be willing to let go of the things that do not serve you, because you're not ever going to get to where you're trying to go if you're still holding on to things in the past that are holding you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, be willing to let stuff go, Lord, because that's the hard part, too.
Yeah. Mm. Cleansing your space, your mind, like your energy, like literally.
Y'all are free life animal.
Life animal.
Yes.
Lord. A colonic.
We did a free life colon cleanse. Dang. We just told you how to do it at your house. You don't have to pay nobody. Free 99.
You heard it here. Right first. Here. Get a journal. Write you a gratitude list.
Literally.
And
yes.
fix your life.
Yes.
Your own life. Don't even call Ayanna because she's so loud. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, if you want me to be on your show, I'll come do it.
If you ever invite me, I'm coming.
All right. So if you ever hear this, don't be mad.
All right. So let's create a report card real quick. We have four categories. We're going to keep it simple. Kindergarten report card. You got four categories to your self-evaluation report card. I'll pick one, y'all pick one, and we just somehow come up with a fourth one.
Okay.
So mine would be love.
Love life or love for people? what kind of love?
But love, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like it kind of all links together. The love that you're giving other people is going to come back to you, and you don't get to control the way it comes back to you. You know, you might have that romantic relationship right now. It might not be your time, but I'm just saying love in general, though. Like, are you feeling loved?
Got it. Okay, so you choose love.
What do you choose with?
Finances.
That's a good one.
Jesus.
Oh, that's a good one. That's real good. It is. It's a tough one.
You don't want to talk about it.
No, the whole process is tough. Like recovery.
Girl.
I think mine would definitely be mental health.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good one. I miss that one.
Mine would be mental health and emotional health.
Okay, so for the fourth thing, instead of a topic, y'all want to give yourself like a GPA, like kind of an average of how you're feeling right now?
Oh, overall?
Overall, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so for me, love, I would give myself a C+, and not because I'm single or anything, but more so because I feel like I could be more thoughtful of other people. I feel like I could serve people more than what I'm doing, you know. So I give myself a C+ in love. Yours was finances. I have to give myself, I'm going to give myself a C for finances because I'm financially kind of making what I want, but I'm getting out of a hole. So I'm not seeing what I'm making at the time. But at the same time, I am making an effort to get to where I want to be. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't give myself an F. I would say C in finances. And yours was?
Mental and emotional
health. I give myself a B because I'm doing so much work. And I have self-evaluated so much and done so much to learn myself. I've taken a lot of time with myself, you know, learn my triggers, learn what causes me to feel, just all sorts of stuff. So I would give myself a B there. And then for my overall GPA, I guess that would give me like what, a 2.3, a 2.5 right now, something like that. But it's hard to bring your GPA up once it's low, but I feel like I'm definitely...
It's not hard, because you got a lot more classes to take.
A lot more, girl.
A lot more classes to take.
That's true. All right, who's next?
Next. And I guess we'll start with love. So I think love, I'm going to give myself a B, because I really am mastering the art of loving unconditionally. And that is a big thing for me right now. I'm learning how to do that. You have to love without expecting things in return. That's true love. To love without having to get something. You get what I'm saying? That's pure love.
Yeah.
So, and I'm learning that. That I should love from a place that says, I love you even if you don't love me back. I love you even if you treat me like crap. Because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's why I give myself a B, because I'm learning how to do that.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot.
Like, so I'm proud.
I'm proud of myself.
I get a B.
That takes a lot for me to do, because we are such a tit for tat society. So seriously, we are.
No, for this real. That's real.
So I'm bossing up. I'm choosing to be different. For finances, a D. My finances, I'm giving myself a D because I have so much more to do. Then I've not even scratched the surface of replenishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's a D. We're not even going there. And emotional, mental health, I have to give myself a C. I haven't mastered it. I might be at a C-. It's a daily process for me in the phase that I am in right now. So that's a C-. I'm learning some stuff still.
So
overall GPA, I'm going to have to give myself, like you said, probably like a 2.5.
Okay.
2.6.
That was funny. Okay, it's me. So, love. I would give myself a B+. I don't feel like nobody's perfect, so I wouldn't give nobody an A.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like I'm not perfect. A, anything. Excuse me, I'm not gonna say nobody. But I feel like I'm perfect, so I couldn't give myself an A. But like, I'm gonna say B, because I love, and I love hard, and I love even after people do trifling things, which is something that I wish that I could get off me.
That's the right way to love.
Nah, I'm sick of it. Because I be really wanting to like smack people. Right, that's I really right be way. Wanting to hurt people, but at the same time be like, I can't even do that. Still hope you win. But, right. So I'm going to give myself a B when it comes to love. Finances. Whew. Girl. All of us over here like, I got an NA. I didn't take that class. No. Nah. Okay. Kindergarten. I get a 3. That's what I was thinking. Like in grade school, I get a D. I get, what is, do they do? Like D, E, F? No, it's S. S.
N, U, unsatisfactory. You satisfactory, try. Needs improvement. above satisfactory something.
Nah. Yeah, I'm on academic probation. For my I mean... This is the crazy part. I just, my money management is trash.
She's like, looking, she wrapped up in the blanket and everything. Like, she hiding from her finances right now. She it's started little, hiding.
It's a little chilly, but it also did kind of start hiding. I had to get comfortable to tell my truth, honey. So, yeah, okay, I give myself a, like, I'm like right there. I got a curved grade. I don't know what to say.
Would you hire a financial advisor?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. The amount of money that.
But the thing is,
I know the Lord is about to bring in.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm yes. just saying, with the money that I have now, it's like, where? What else would I do with it, Mr. Advisor? I got to put it where it's going.
The advisor would literally look at my account and be like,
cut off the
You cannot afford you, my you advice. Can't,
why do you have Netflix?
You cannot do afford not need Netflix. This advice. That's what the financial advisor would say.
You can't afford to stand in front of me right now. You need to go back to
work.
Board.
You need to go back to work. Why are you not getting overtime?
I'm going
to
give myself a C because I get money, but I don't manage it.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily keeping it. Mm. So I'm going to give myself a C for getting it when it really should be a D because the management is trash. So I got a curved grade.
You got an average of an average.
I do. What's the other one? Mental health. I'm very self-aware, which I think allows my mental health to be higher, but anxiety is a motherfucker.
Is.
Which is what also causes me to get some points knocked off. Like
for me too.
You know what I'm saying? So I would like to say C, but even then that's kind of a curved grade. Like so I'm self-aware as a mug, but like I know the issue and I could put like pinpoint the issue easily. But
yeah.
Anxiety is real, which leads to other issues in your mental health.
That's another conversation, so, too. That,
which is, yes.
Girl so power wrong. On three. Girl power on three.
What I got? I got like a 2.5.
We all around that average, man.
Like
we
a
need
2.5. Like a 2.5. I really got like a 2.3. Because C, C, and a B. Yeah.
Right. But maybe that B is like a 4-credit-hour class or something.
Right. A lab. Mm-hmm. Not a lab. The C is a lab. The
I'm with it though. So with my results, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start doing something better with my money.
Okay.
And then with mental health, I actually haven't seen a therapist.
Yes.
Turn up.
So shoot, maybe my mental health needs to be a C plus. We can't still do a B because I'm already taking the steps.
You got you a tutor.
A tutor for what? Oh yeah, for finance class. I mean for mental health class. Yeah, girl.
You got you a tutor.
Yeah, girl. Totally got a tutor. I'm in detention. I'm in after school. I ain't in detention. I'm in after school.
ISS.
ISS is bad. Well, technically, it is ISS.
Oh, man. Well, y'all, thank you for listening to us today. I hope we have been a great help.
This episode, I will say that.
Self-evaluation is a tough topic. It's a heavy topic, but I think we definitely looked at it from a very light perspective. And I do hope that every listener out there, regardless if you're making that 6-figure salary and you're flying to Dubai on your 30th birthday, or if you are not doing that well, whether it's mentally, financially, in your, you know, in the category of love, whatever, I just hope that everybody can take something from it, because everybody, like, can take some self-evaluation. So.
True. It's been fun.
Yes.
Thank you for coming, Aj.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.
Wonderful experience.
Whee. And that's it. Doormat days.